我想这是我们在这里聚会以来第一次主日聚会的时候，我们有一些弟兄姊妹在另外一个地方有聚会。
You brothers and sisters, this is the first Sunday that since we met here on Sundays that we have other brothers and sisters meeting at another place.
啊，我想我们都知道，在这个 Camp Hammer， 现在我们福音营还有最后一堂的福音信息在那里。
We all know that at this moment there's another gospel meeting happened at Camp Hammer.
啊，现在也许是他们正在呼召或者在陪谈的时候。
Maybe this is now the time that they're making the altar call.Or they're having the conversation after meeting.
啊，虽然我们这次上去的福音朋友只有十几位。
Although we only have less than 20 gospel friends this time.
都是非常渴慕认识真理的福音朋友们。
But they all thirst for truth.
啊，昨天晚上有六个人决志，会后陪谈的时候，我走之前又有两个人愿意决志了。
Last night, altogether eight people committed themselves to Christ.
我们向神的祷告是希望每一个人都能够归到主的名下来。
Our prayer was that every single one of them would return to the Lord.
就像我说的，也许这个时候他们正在呼召。
So maybe at this time they're making the altar call now.
所以我们一起低头有个简短的祷告。
So let's bow our heads and have a prayer for them.
主，我们的心何等的感谢您。
Although our hearts praise you.
你爱世人，你为我们每一个人流出了你的宝血。
You love the world and you shed your blood for every one of us.
你也知道再过不久这个世代都要结束。
And you know that before long this generation will pass.
所有的人都要站在你宝座的面前。
All will have to stand before your throne.
在这里我们实在为了一切还没有信主的亲爱朋友们向你祷告。
So we pray for all dear friends who have not believed in Jesus.
主啊，你不让我们得到的救恩而扣留了这恩典。
Don't let us hold on to the salvation not passed on.
让我们的心一起纪念那些还没有信你的人。
Let's remember all who have not believed in you.
我们为着现在正在山上的那些朋友们，我们特别向你祷告。
We pray especially for those dear friends on the Camp Hammer.
我们把每一个都交在你的手中。
We commit every single one of them into your hands.
但愿他们下山的时候，他们再也不一样了。
We hope that when they get out of the camp, they will be different.
他们都得到了永远的生命。
They will all have obtained eternal life.
他们都得到了主与他们同行。
And then they all have gained the presence of the Lord to be with them.
主啊，在这个时候，他们呼召陪谈的时候，我们求你的恩典特别与他们同在。
Now, if they are making the calling, we pray that your presence be with them.
用你的爱和圣灵来叩他们的心门。
Knock on their door with your love and the Holy Spirit.
持续仇敌一切的拦阻和蒙蔽。
Block all the blockages of the enemy.
哦，让他们能够欢欢喜喜的归到你的名下。
So that they will joyfully return to you.
我们也把我们在座还没有信主的朋友们也都交在你的手中。
We also commit our dear friends here.
你怎样爱我们，你也怎样爱他们。
You love them just the way that you love us.
帮助一切还不认识你的早日能够认识你。
Help every one of us here who do not know you to know you more.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我想我们在这里传福音给朋友们。
Now that we're preaching gospel to friends.
但是其实对我们基督徒来说，福音常常对我们是一个挑战。
But for us Christians, gospel is often a challenge to us.
因为我们跟别人传的时候，我们讲到救恩的美善。
On one hand, when we preach the gospel, we tell them how good the gospel is.
但是其实另外一面呢，也是在这里审查，在这里这个重新衡量这个救恩在我们身上真不真实。
On the other hand, it's also the chance that we examine if the salvation is true or not on us.
我相信任何一个基督徒，当他走到这条路上的时候，他常常碰到各样的考验。
I believe that every Christian on this way will face many challenges.
好像我们一信主的时候，祷告什么神都听了。很多人是因为神听祷告而信主的。
When we first accepted the Lord, it seems like God often answers our prayers. And for some people, that's the reason they accepted the Lord.
好像过一阵子我们祷告神好像不听了。
And after a while, it seems like God doesn't answer our prayers anymore.
所以我知道很多老基督徒很喜欢把他的代祷要求告诉那些出信的。
So I know that many older Christians would ask the new believers to pray for them.
啊，因为你们祷告最有效，帮帮忙，帮我祷告。
Because it seems that your prayers are more effective.
啊，弟兄姊妹，好像过了一阵子，我们的祷告不太容易得答应。
But after a while, God doesn't answer our prayers anymore.
啊，或是我们刚刚开始走主的路的时候，我们是欢然举足跟主往前。
And also, it seems like when we first follow the Lord, we follow Him joyfully.
啊，过了一阵子以后，我们觉得这路甚难了，走不下去了。
And after a while, we felt this way is kind of hard. It's hard to proceed.
啊，很多的时候，我们觉得神的旨意我们好喜欢，很容易啊。
A lot of times, we felt God's will is so pleasing.
好像越过到底什么是神的旨意我们搞不清楚了。
But then after a while, it seems like we're confused what exactly is God's will.
我怎么能够明白神叫我走左还是走右呢？
How can I tell if God wants me to go to the right or left?
我们对神的旨意产生了不明，产生了困惑。
We become confused about God's will.
好，又过了一阵子，我们好像对主的爱，觉得那个爱好像很抽象。
And after a while, we start to feel the love of God is kind of abstract.
我们觉得亲近神是一件很难的事情。
And we feel that drawing near to God is something very difficult.
尤其我们看见别人在那里带诗、祷告、讲道，好像很感动的时候，我们觉得云里雾里啊，跟我好远。
And especially when we see people preaching or leading the hymns, it seems like what they feel is very far away from how I feel.
你会觉得今天讲道有没有什么？为什么你哭成那个样子呢？
And then maybe you might wonder, what's so big deal about this sermon? How come you're crying like that?
你里面一点都没有感觉，为什么这些人还会流泪呢？
And you have no feeling, you're not touched, you don't know why they shed tears.
所以我们里面就觉得主的恩好像变味了一样。
It seems like God's grace has changed.
其实我这一连串的问题我已经讲了好几个了。
Actually, I have touched on this topic in this series.
好像我们祷告不太容易得答应了。
It seems like our prayers do not get answered.
好像主的道路难行。
It seems like this way becomes difficult.
好像主的旨意难明。
And it's hard to understand God's will.
好像主的爱抽象。
And then God's love becomes abstract.
好像主的恩变味了。
And then the taste of God's grace has changed.
弟兄姊妹，你问我答案在哪里？
So you ask me, where's the answer?
啊，虽然答案可能每一个人的情形不一样。
Maybe the answer differs, depends on the situation.
但是就着我个人的经验。
According to my personal experience,
就着我个人对圣经的了解，
according to my knowledge of the Bible,
就着我个人服事所看见的，
according to the experiences of my service,
我虽然不是说一贴药治百病，
maybe I don't have a universal solution for all sicknesses.
啊，翻译真好啊！但是呢，我承认绝大多数都跟我们顺服。
I believe in most cases it's related to our disobedience to God.
我们在顺服的功课上出了问题。
Because we fell in this lesson of obeying God.
至少在我的身上是这样。
At least for me, that's the case.
直到如今，虽然称为神的仆人。
Until now, even though I'm called a servant of God.
但是常常在我们里面充满了不顺服。
But yet there's so much disobedience in me.
我们很容易就不顺服。
It's very easy for us to disobey God.
因为这个不顺服让我们跟神的关系产生了隔阂。
And that disobedience causes distance between us and God.
这个不顺服让我们的祷告有的时候神不垂听。
And because of that disobedience, God cannot answer our prayers.
啊，约翰福音九章三十一节告诉我们。
John chapter 9 verse 31 tells us.
他说我们知道神不听罪人。
He says, we know that God does not answer sinners' prayers.
唯有敬奉神、遵行神旨意的神才听他。
God only listens to those who fear and obey God's commands.
诗篇的作者也告诉我们，当我们的心注重罪孽的时候，神必不听。
The psalmist also tells us, if our heart is on the sin and evil, God will not answer our prayers.
虽然我们祷告不得答应，有很多原因了。
Even though there are many reasons why our prayers are not answered.
但是弟兄姊妹，一个最聪明检查自己祷告不得答应的方法，先从顺服检查起。
But then the first way to examine ourselves is to examine if we have been obedient.
很多时候我们在那里寻求说神啊，你的旨意到底是什么？
A lot of times we search God's heart and say, where's your will?
为什么你的旨意这么难明了呢？
How come your will is so hard to understand?
约翰福音第七章十七节告诉我们。
John chapter 7 verse 17 tells us.
他说人若立志遵行神的旨意。
If anyone wills to obey God's will,
就能够知道主所说的教训是不是出于神。
Then you will be able to discern if the will is from God.
很多时候我们不明白神的旨意，是因为我们里面没有预备好了要来顺服神的旨意。
A lot of times we don't know God's will because we're not prepared to obey God's will.
你已经定义好了这个人非他不嫁的话。
You have determined that I will only marry this person.
然后你来问主说，主啊, 是不是他?
And then you ask God, is he the one for me?
或者你做了两个签, 一个是, 一个不是, 一丢,
and then, or maybe you take two pieces of paper and you draw one of them.
是他, 你就感谢神,
and then you pick the one that says yes, then you will thank God.
你不是他, 你就说, 哎呀, 这个, 不要信这个,
and you pick, if it, the one says no, and then you will say, oh, I don't trust this. I still think he's the one.
所以弟兄姊妹, 如果我们里面没有预备好, 真要来顺服神的旨意, 我们不容易明白神的旨意。
So if not, we are not prepared and ready to obey God, we will not be able to understand His will.
如果我们觉得神的爱好像不再新鲜了，不再真实了，
if we feel God's love is no longer fresh and real anymore,
弟兄姊妹，好多时候是我们顺服出的问题。
A lot of times it's also because we've been disobedient.
主耶稣说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这个人是爱我的。
The Lord says, anyone who has my commands and obeys them, he's the one who loves me.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他。
He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will show myself to him.
弟兄姊妹，如果神真是向我们显现的话，
if God really shows himself to us,
我们里面怎么会觉得感受不到他的爱呢？
How is it possible that we do not feel his love?
那为什么神不向我们显现呢？
And why doesn't God show himself to us?
主在这里告诉我们，他显现有一个前提。
Because the Lord tells us there's a prerequisite for his appearing to us.
有了我的命令又遵守。
Anyone who has my commands and obeys them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们要来到一个非常重要的题目。
So now we come to this very important topic.
它这么强烈地影响到我们属灵的情形。It
strongly affects our spiritual condition.
其实不仅仅这么强地影响到我们个人。Not
only that it affects us individually.
它影响到神的心情。
And it affects God's mood.
它影响到神的旨意。
It affects God's will.
它影响到仇敌。
And it also affects the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹，顺服是太重要的一件事。
So this is such an important.
但是问题就是人旧造的本性最不容易学顺服。
But then the problem is that our old nature just cannot obey.
很多人不肯到教会来，是因为教会会教弟兄是姊妹的头，姊妹要顺服。
A lot of people refuse to come to church because the church teaches that husbands are the heads of the wives.
特别中国大陆, 女人顶半边天的。
Especially nowadays, Chinese women, they're very capable.
但是我跟你们讲哈, 也有人来教会, 是因为教会里面他居然看见姊妹肯顺服丈夫, 他觉得这个地方很稀奇。
And then some people are willing to come to church because they marvel at how wives can obey their husbands at church.
人从小到大都不容易顺服。
Because it's hard to obey since childhood.
好多年以前我们家带了两个儿子到迪士尼乐园去玩。
Several many years ago when I took my sons to Disneyland.
那旁边有那个 gift shop, 那天有一个摊子的这个 T-shirt 在 on sale, 一件5块钱, 我们叫他们自己一个人去挑一件。
And then there were T-shirts for sale, $5 each, and then we asked them to pick one each.
过了几分钟，他们一人拿一件回来。
After a while, they pick the ones they like.
他哥哥拿了一件他自己很喜欢的花样。So
David picked the one that he likes.
那个好豪那时候才几岁，他买了一件唐老鸭，上面写 "I am the boss."
And Aaron picked one with Donald Duck says "I'm the boss."
他要当老板了，买了一件衣服来。And
then he wanted to be his boss.
我一看我就想大胆，你怎么敢买这件衣服？
When I saw that, I said, how dare you buy this one?
那他这个人是非常 decisive, 他决定的从来不改的，他说我就是要这一件。
And my son is very decisive. Once he made a decision, he will not change.
所以我就让他买了。
I let him buy it.
但是我警告他，我说你不要在爷爷面前穿这件衣服。
But I warned him, do not wear that t-shirt in front of your grandpa.
因为我们家非常讲究长幼有序的。
Because it's very important for our family that we obey the elders.
没想到他见爷爷还是穿着 I'm the boss 出现。
I didn't know he even wore that to see his grandpa.
人从小就想当 boss.
Even since we were little, we wanted to be our own boss.
这礼拜吃饭的时候，我大儿子跟我们讲了一个读者文摘上的笑话。
And this week, this week David shared with us an article he read from Reader's Digest.
他说有一个父母亲要出去，所以找了一个 babysitter 来看他家的小孩。
One day, parents wanted to leave, so they got a babysitter for their kids.
大概一个3岁，一个5岁的。
And the kids are like 3 and 5 years old.
等到那个父母亲走的时候呢，这个 babysitter 呢就坐到这两个孩子的爸爸的椅子上。And
after the parent left, the babysitter sat on the chair of the father.
这小孩子就跑来说，哎，你怎么坐我爸爸的位置？So
the kids came over and say, how come you're sitting on my dad's chair?
他说你爸爸妈妈不在，现在 I am the boss, 我坐这里。
Now that your parents are not home, I'm the boss, so I sit here.
那个小孩子就跟他说。 如果你要当 boss 的话，你应该去坐另外一个椅子，我妈妈的椅子。
And then the kid said, if you want to be the real boss, you should sit on my mom's chair.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你发现了没有？在看得见、看不见的里面，从小到大人，每一个人都想当 boss.
Can you tell that? From kids to adults, everyone wants to be your boss.
要顺服，为什么困难？
That's why it's hard to obey.
在人明白的思想里面，或是潜意识里面，自己都是 boss.
Because unconsciously or subconsciously, we all want to be bosses.
我凭什么要听你的呢？
Why should I listen to you?
我今天听你很多时候都是不得已的。
A lot of times we listen because we have no other way.
因为我不听你，我可能被你炒鱿鱼了。
Because if I don't obey you, I'll probably get fired.
我不听你的，我在军队中可能被关紧闭去了。
And then if I don't obey you in the army, I'll probably go into confinement.
我们心里面外面虽然顺着他，但是心里面不服气。
So a lot of times we obey, but not from our heart.
你狗眼看人低，有一天我比你好的时候，你走得巧。
How dare you look down on me? Just wait until one day I get above you.
那夫妻吵架的时候，妻子有时候不得已顺服，因为再不顺服要挨揍。
And some wives obey their husbands so that they will not get beat up.
啊，或是丈夫非得听妻子的，因为不听没饭吃了。
Or husbands obey their wives, otherwise they won't get fed.
好，弟兄姊妹，人都是用各样的方法，因为自己 I am the boss.
So we try always to make ourselves the boss.
所以顺服不是一件容易的事情。
It's hard to obey.
今天来到神家里面，神家也是一个学顺服的环境。
And today we come to God's house. It's also a place where we learn obedience.
你发现我们都不容易。
And then you will find it very difficult to learn.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，因为人的旧造的本性是一个不容易顺服的生命。
Because this old creation is not a life to obey.
所以顺服就显得何等的有价值。
Therefore, it's so valuable if someone obeys.
撒旦为什么堕落？他就是抵挡，他就是不顺。
Why did Satan fall? Because he was against.
他不甘心服在神儿子的底下。
He was not willing to be submissive to the Son of God.
所以他带头造反。
So he led a rebellion.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们今天顺服的时候
，So today when we obey,
我们不要小看我们每一个顺服。
Do not take it lightly, every single obedience.
这个顺服跟神发生的直接的关系。
Because this obedience has something to do with God.
因为这是见证。
Because that's a testimony.
因为这是归荣耀给神。
Because that gives glory to God.
神的旨意是叫他在凡事上居首位。
Because God's will is to exalt Jesus in everything.
是让他当 boss, 他当老板。
So that he will be the boss.
弟兄姊妹，我刚才讲到我们最难的是因为我想当 boss。
Why that's hard? Because we want to be the boss.
所以什么时候当我们真心顺服的时候
？Anytime that we obey from the from our heart.
说到我们愿意让主当老板。
That means we want our Lord to be the boss.
说到我们愿意甘心从自己的宝座上面下来。
That means we're willing to step down from our own throne.
所以马丁路德说，外面的教皇，那个教皇一直想要杀他的。
So Martin Luther says, there's a pope.
外面的教皇不可怕。
But he's not that fearful.
在我心中坐宝座的那个教皇最可怕。
But the one that sits on the throne in my heart, he's the one that scares me.
那就是他自己。
That's himself.
弟兄姊妹，外面的教皇，外面的人可能是逼迫我。
The Pope outwardly probably persecute me.
但是我们心中的教皇是逼迫主。
But don't you know that the Pope inside of me is persecuting the God?
他把我们的主从宝座上赶下来，他要坐在上面。
He kicked God out of the throne so that he would sit on the throne himself.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在每一个环境里面来顺服神的时候
，So if we obey God in every situation,
我们真心的顺服带来大的事情。
Our whole heart obedience will bring down something really valuable.
不仅仅叫神的心得到满足
，Not only that, it satisfies God's heart.
他要叫仇敌羞辱
，and also put shame to the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，神将来怎么废掉撒旦呢
？Do you know how God will destroy Satan?
我们知道神用一句话，神用他口中的气就可以废掉撒旦。
Because with one breath, he can just destroy Satan.
那很多人都说神为什么要容许撒旦存在
？A lot of people wonder why God still let him exist.
神如果比撒旦伟大的话，为什么不早点除掉他呢
？If God is greater than Satan, how come he doesn't just destroy him?
弟兄姊妹，神要除掉撒旦。就跟我今天跟一个两个月的 baby 打架，我打赢他，理所当然的事情。
For God to destroy Satan would be like if I beat up a 2-month-old infant.
没有人会给我拍手的。
No one will applaud for me.
这个孩子也不会服气的。
And this child would not take the surrender.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以圣经上讲到神在爱的里面创造的人。
Therefore, the Bible tells us in love he created man.
叫人享受他一切丰盛的恩典。
So that he will enjoy all the riches of his grace.
然后他希望人在爱的里面。
And then he hopes that in love.
不是在刑罚的威胁底下。
Not under the threat of the law.
在他爱的底下。
In his love.
来运用我们自由的意志。我也愿意来讨神喜欢，来顺服他。
Man will exercise their free will to please God.
因为这边神要得到这个顺服。
And God wants to obtain this kind of obedience.
圣经上说，这个顺服，神要把它累积起来。
And the Bible tells us God will accumulate this kind of obedience.
这就是诗篇第八篇说的，他要在婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力。
And that's what Psalm 8 tells us that He will ordain praise from the lips of children and infants.
就是我们这些比撒旦还要弱小的，好像婴孩一样的。
For us who are weaker than Satan, just like children and infants.
就是我们这些受造的人。
Us who are created.
借着我们的顺服。
Through our obedience.
神来建立能力。
God ordained power and praise.
等到这个能力日子满足的时候。
When the power and praise is due.
神要叫仇敌和报仇的哑口无言。
And God will silence the enemy and the avengers.
那天撒旦被神丢到硫磺火湖去的时候。
That day when Satan is thrown down into the lake of fire.
他不再有任何的不服气。
And then he was just taken.
他被丢得心服口服，丢到火房去火湖去了。
And then he has no other excuses, and then he was just taken.
因为神今天在我们这般蒙爱的儿女身上。
Because on us who are loved by God.
得着了我们对他的顺服。
He has obtained obedience.
这些顺服在神的眼中都是宝贝。
And these every time we obey, these are very valuable.
神不是弄着棍子，弄着刑罚在后面逼着我们顺服出来的。
Because God did not force us to obey with rods.
当然是在他爱的里面让我们甘心顺服他
Because in his love we're willing to obey him
而这一切的顺服产生了伟大的价值
And all these obediences are very very valuable
叫神的心喜悦
So that it will please God's heart
叫神的旨意成就出来
And it will fulfill God's will
而叫仇敌遇见失败
And then the enemy will be put to shame
这弟兄姊妹我们的顺服太伟大了
So this is so great if we obey
虽然你们都这么年轻的孩子们坐在这里了
Even, some of you may think that you're young.
从我们现在开始，我们所有对主的顺服，在神的眼中都太重要了。
But from now on, every single chance of obedience is very, very valuable for God.
我记得从前跟你们讲过一个小小的故事啊。
I remember once shared with you a story.
讲到一个小孩子有一天要到教会去参加主日学。
There was a little child who was going to Sunday school.
啊，他的爷爷给了他两个 coin.
And then his grandpa gave him two coins.
一个是给你的。
He says one is for you.
一个是给你带到教会去奉献的。
Another one is for you to offer at church.
啊，这小孩很高兴拿过来，就一个口袋塞一个，然后就拜拜，就跑去教会了。
So the boy put one coin in each pocket and then ran off to church.
等他在主日学传奉献的时候。
And then when at Sunday school when he gets the offering box.
他就往口袋一摸。
And then he reached out to his pocket.
然后哦，有一个口袋破了，掉了一个 coin.
There's a hole in one of the pockets.
就只剩下一个。
So only one coin left.
哎呀，主耶稣，你的掉了。
So he said, "Sorry, Jesus, your coin is lost."
人本能的反应就是主耶稣的掉了。
And that was his reflex.
可是里面突然，主日学老师的话在他里面响起来。
And all of a sudden, the words of Sunday school teacher echoed in his heart.
要让主居首位啊。
That God has the supremacy in your life.
到底掉的是我的还是主耶稣的呢
So whose coin is lost?
弟兄姊妹每一个顺服后面都有征战
Behind every single obedience there's a spiritual war
所以每一个顺服都不容易而且都可贵
That's why every single obedience is difficult and yet very precious
这么小的小孩子心中一样有征战
Even for a little child like that he too has spiritual warfare
不然顺服或者十字架就没有他讨厌的地方了对不对
Otherwise, cross will not be so despising.
所以后来他顺服了主。
Finally, he obeyed.
把另外一个剩下来的他还是奉献。
So he offered the remaining coin to the.
那天回到家里面，他也没当回事，他就回去了。
So that day when he went home, he didn't feel it was a big deal.
没想到他回家的时候，他的爷爷就把他叫去了。
But after he got home, his grandpa talked to him.
他说：“你的钱奉献了没有啊？”
So he asked, "Did you offer your coin?"
他说：“奉献了。”
He said, "Yes, I did."
他的爷爷说：“那你的另外的钱呢？”
And then so his grandpa said, "What about the other coin?"
那他就跟他爷爷讲这个故事啊。
So he told his grandpa the story.
他爷爷听得非常感动。
His grandpa was very touched.
其实这个小孩子才从他面前跑掉的时候，他就看到 coin 掉在他眼前了。
Actually, the grandpa already saw the coin drop from his pocket.
他本来想把他叫回来的，后来想说看看这个孩子到底怎么样。
At first, he wanted to call the child back, but then he decided to test him.
当他听见这个孩子这样子的一个反应的时候
，So when he heard about what the child did,
老人的家心里面又安慰，其实也很感动。
His grandpa's heart was very touched and comforted.
这么小的一个孩子
，This little child,
他就懂得来顺服。
He knew to obey.
他爷爷给了他一张钞票鼓励他。
So the grandpa gave him a bill to encourage him.
我没有意思告诉弟兄姊妹要跟神做买卖啊。
I'm not teaching you to have negotiate a transaction with God.
主啊，我都顺服了，为什么我的 program 还做不出来呢？
We shouldn't say, God, I obey you already. How come my program still doesn't work?
主啊，我的奉献呢？为什么我们公司股票不涨反跌呢？
Or Lord, I have offered you already. How come the stock of my company still drops?
好，弟兄姊妹。顺服就是为了顺服他，就是为了爱他，不谈条件的。
We obey because we want to obey because we love him. There's no other condition.
这是顺服的真价值。
And that's the true value of obedience.
其实整个世界有一天都要过去的。
Because the world will one day pass.
这节圣经很重要，我们一起来读它一下。
This is a very important verse. Let's read together.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
你们如果没有圣经，我念给你们听啊。约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
我想为着跟我们上一天的信息连在一起，我从十五节读到十七节，到了第十七节以后，我会读两遍啊。不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲。都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。第十七节。
Okay, verse 17. The world and its desire pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
有圣经的，我们一起把十七节一起再读一遍，好不好
？Let's read verse 17 again.
这世界和其上的事
都要过去，
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这世界一切你看得见、摸得着的。
We have to know that the world and everything tangible in the world
有一天通通要过去的。
One day will pass away.
圣经上告诉我们，有一天有烈火要出现。
The Bible tells us one day there will be great fire.
一切有形质的，通通要被烈火烧掉。
All substance will be burned away.
不管你有几个房子、几个车子。
Doesn't matter how many cars or houses you have.
不管你有多少金子、有多少钻石。
Or gold or diamonds.
所有有形质的通通烧掉。
Everything with substance will be burned away.
这世界和其上的情欲有一天都要过去。
The world and its desires will pass away.
弟兄姊妹，我们早晚都要来到那位永生神的面前交账。
Sooner or later, we have to come before this living God.
我们今生一切所做所行有没有永存的价值，完全根据于他是否遵行神的旨意。
Everything that we did and we said of Do they have eternal will? Do they have eternal value? It's all up to if we obey God's will.
不是只有在教会里面的事情跟神的旨意发生关系。
Not only the things that we did at church have something to do with God.
我们的家庭生活，我们的工作，我们任何人看不到我们的时候，我们所做所行都跟这个原则发生关系。
Our family life and all our secret life have something to do with this.
如果跟神的旨意没有关系
If it has nothing to do with God's will,
就毫无价值
It's valueless.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们求神开我们眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
因为这个世界太可爱了。
Because this world is so lovable.
你看看这些年轻人就晓得。
Look at these young people, you will know.
人流行穿什么，他们就想穿什么。
They want to follow the fashion.
人喜欢什么头发他们就喜欢什么头发。
And then they'd like to follow the fashion of their hairstyle.
弟兄姊妹这个世界吸引人的心啊。
Because this world is so attractive.
你要弄一个命令说不要爱世界人没有办法不爱他。
If you command men to not love the world, it's impossible to obey.
就跟以前有一个山上有一个小和尚老和尚派他到山上去办事情。
Like a story tells that there was an old monk, he sent a young monk,down the mountain to do something.
就特别叮咛他。
And so he carefully instructed him.
他说山下有很多的老虎你要很小心。
And then he says, there are many tigers down there, be careful.
小和尚没有看过老虎, 问他老虎什么样子。
So the little monk never seen the tiger, so he asked how a tiger looks like.
他就把女人的特征描述给他听。
So he described him the features of a woman.
长长的头发, 声音柔和,
a long hair and a soft voice.
反正讲了很多以后,
and then many, many other things.
过一阵子小和尚回来了。
And then after a while, the little monk came back.
问他什么事情都办得好好的。
And then he has done everything perfectly.
最后小和尚告诉老和尚讲,
Finally, the little monk told the old monk,
他说你实在不用担心啊。
You really didn't have to worry about me.
老虎一点不可怕。
The tigers are not scary at all.
老虎好可爱。
They're very lovable.
弟兄姊妹，你用一个命令告诉人说不可以爱世界，没有用的。
Because if you command men not to love the world, it's useless.
你就告诉他很可怕，没有用的，因为世界太可爱了。
If you tell them the world is very scary, it doesn't work because the world is lovable.
我们需要照着神所说的，我们需要相信，需要接受。
We need to obey and we need to accept God's word.
神说这个世界其上的情欲有一天通通要过去。
Because God says the world and its desires will one day pass away.
只有遵行神旨意的永远长存。
And only those who do the will of God will live forever.
原谅我说，今天很多所谓属灵的事工都不见得有永存的价值。
Even a lot of spiritual services that we deem high might not have eternal value.
所以在马太福音七章二十一节，主耶稣说：“凡生活主啊主啊的。” 不能够都进天国。
So in Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 says, all of you who call me Lord, Lord will not all enter into the kingdom of God.
遵行神旨意的才能进去。
Only those who do God, the will of God.
这弟兄姊妹，我们这一生的生活有没有永存的价值？ 都跟神的旨意发生直接的关系。
So does our life have eternal value? It depends on God's will.
如果我们都顺服在神的面前。
If we all obey God.
弟兄姊妹，你的婚姻 就是一个最美见证神的地方。
And then your marriage will be a good testimony for God.
你的生活的环境就是你最好的宣教工厂。
And your everyday living will be a good ministry field for you.
你在神家里面做任何明处暗处的服事, 弟兄姊妹在神的眼中都是在侍候这位君王。
Whether you do it in the public or private, you're serving this king.
唯独遵行神旨意的永远长存。
Only he who does the will of God will live forever.
所以弟兄姊妹，千万不要被这个世代的潮流和观念来影响了我们跟神旨意的关系。
So please do not be influenced by the concept and the fashion of this world.
所以我们说，我们最不喜欢人在戏骨里面跟戏骨里面一般人讲说“人在江湖身不由己”这句话。
So we do not like brothers and sisters to say just like every other one in the Silicon Valley that we cannot control it.
我这么忙，哪里有空每个礼拜聚会？
I'm so busy. How can I come to church every week?
我这么忙，我哪里有空每天读经呢？
I'm so busy. How can I read the Bible every day?
弟兄姊妹，这个时代有一天都要过去。
But one day this world will pass away.
戏骨要过去。
Silicon Valley too will pass away.
科学万能要过去的。
And then science will pass away.
每一天我们生活里面到底跟神旨意发生关系有多少，才被存留下来？
Exactly how many things we did according to God's will, and that will last.
所以这是最重要的事啊，弟兄姊妹。
And that's the most important thing.
但是问题就是，刚刚我也提到了，我们这个人受造的本性就是不会顺服。
But then our own nature just cannot obey God.
从小家成长的人都不爱顺服。From
children to elderly, none of us like to obey.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们人的本性。
And that's our nature.
所以主耶稣来。
That's why Jesus came.
主耶稣来到地上以后，他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So he came so that he will obey to death, even death on the cross.
他给我们立了一个最好的顺服的榜样。
So he gave us the best example of obedience.
而且不仅仅这个样子，我们要来读一节，是我们背诵经文啊，希伯来书第五章。
Let's read one verse, Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章
Hebrews chapter 5
你们看你们的程序单上也有啊，如果没有圣经的话
That will be our memory verse this week
第八节
Verse 8
到第九节
And 9
我们一起来读他虽然为儿子还是因所受的苦难学了顺从他既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源啊，弟兄姊妹在这里讲到我们的主他因着所受的苦难学了顺从
Here it says, our Lord learned obedience from what he suffered.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
他不仅仅留下了一个榜样给我们。
Not only he set an example for us.
那个榜样让我们望尘莫及。
Because that example is so high for us.
但是至少告诉了我们一个顺服的秘诀。
But at least it tells us the secret to obey.
叫做存心顺服。
It's to obey with determined.Determination.
不把顺服当作一个道理。
So that obedience will not just be a way, a doctrine.
也先不问说我能不能顺服。
Let us not ask first if we can obey.
而是我们在主的面前有这样子的一个心愿，我愿意存心的来顺服他。
But that we have this will and wish that we will obey him.
我愿意降卑，他原来与神同等，但是他却不以为强夺。
He was equal with God, but he did not take the equality as something to be grasped.
他这样子的虚己，这样子取了奴仆的形象。
And then he humbled himself and took the appearance as a servant.
弟兄姊妹，这是主给我们立的榜样。
And that is the example the Lord has made for us.
但是他不仅仅把榜样给我们。
But not only that he gave us an example.
他把一个顺服的生命给我们。
He also gave us a life that can obey.
因为他自己本身虽然是儿子，他学的顺从。
Even though he was a son, he learned obedience.
而这个顺从的生命今天都成为我们的生命。
And that obedient life now becomes a life for us.
那这个 生命就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And that life becomes the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
虽然我们不能顺服啊。
Even though we cannot obey him.
但是当我们跟神的关系在一个对的关系里面。
But when we are in the right relationship with God.
当我们在碰到事情的时候，我们来转向这位亲爱的救主。
Anytime there's circumstances and we turn back to our Lord.
他那个全然卑微、全心顺服的生命，在我们里面要来替代我们。
And that perfect, humble and obedient life will replace our life.
不信的话，你回家试试看。
We can all try it. Give it a try.
夫妻之间又要吵架的时候。
When you are about to have a fight with your spouse.
你不要在那里用一个道理压自己，说我不可以吵架。
Do not suppress it with the teaching only.
啊，不是在那里咬紧牙关说我不可以吵架。
Or do not just hold, try to suppress yourself.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的心转向耶稣，主啊，你来救我。
But when we turn our hearts back to Lord and say, Lord, help me.
我何等不容易服下来。
So hard for me to obey.
主耶稣，你的顺服来替代我。
May your obedience replace mine.
主，在我最需要的时候，你自己的爱，你的生命来替代我无用的生命。
When I need you the most, your life come and replace my worthless life.
弟兄姊妹，你试试看，当你转向耶稣的时候。
Give it a try when we turn our hearts to Jesus.
那个伟大的顺服的生命在我们里面，要成了我们得救的根源。
That great life of obedience will become the source of eternal salvation.
我们心里面会愿意顺服这个环境，如同顺服主一样。
We will be willing to obey the situation as if we obey the Lord.
主许可今天晚上我们闹不愉快。
If the Lord allows that there's a quarrel.
主允许我们目前碰到的这样子的一个困难。
Or the Lord allows this difficulty in my life.
我愿意伏在这个环境，伏在这个人的面前，如同伏在神的面前。
I'm willing to submit myself under this person or under the circumstances as if I submit myself to the Lord.
对主耶稣讲的那句有名的话，我就是道路、真理和生命。
That's why the Lord says, I'm the way, the truth, and life.
圣经上不仅仅有许多的顺服的真理，主给我们的命令和教导，叫我们该顺服什么。
Indeed, there are many teachings and many truths about obedience.
他也是我们的生命，他成了我们里面顺服神的力量。
But he also becomes our life, so that he is the power for us to obey God.
同样呢，他不仅仅把这个生命给了我们。
Not only that he gives us this life.
他也留下了他的脚踪给我们，让我们知道怎样来顺服神。
He also left us the footsteps so that we can follow.
他成了我们的道路。
So he becomes our way.
所以他是真理，他是生命，他是我们的道路。
That's why he's our truth, the way and life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里学习顺服的时候
，So when we learn to obey,
在这里神给我们一个重要的呼召。
God is making an important calling to us.
就是叫我们跟随他的脚踪行。
That we will follow in his steps.
主耶稣怎么样子走这条地上为人的生活
How the Lord walked on this way.
今天主希望我们每一个人在地上学习来跟随他
Today the Lord wants us to learn to follow him.
我们都知道读到启示录的时候有一般得胜者神特别宝贵的得胜者
We all know that when we read the Revelation there's a group of overcomers that God valued them.
圣经上有一句话形容他们。
And then there's a statement that describes them.
那羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都随着。
Wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
他们里面愿意跟随主。
Because they're willing to follow the Lord.
愿意跟随主的脚中行。
They're willing to follow His footsteps.
而这样子的人。
And for such people,
他成了主的同伴，羔羊的同伴。
They become the companions of the Lamb.
所以在约翰福音十五章十四节。
In John chapter 15, verse 14,
主说，如果你们遵守我的命令，就是我的朋友。
The Lord Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do what I command."
弟兄姊妹，你最好的朋友是谁？
Dear brothers and sisters, who are your best friends?
哦，有人在那里想，哦，可能是 Debbie， 可能是 James。可能是 John， 每一个心里面都有自己的一个最好的朋友。
So you're probably thinking about your best friends and their name.
但是耶稣在这里说，谁遵行我的吩咐，他就是我的朋友。
So、the Lord Jesus says here, "You are my friends if you do my command."
不仅仅成为主羔羊的同伴和好朋友。
Not only that we become his companion and his friend.
我们成为他的亲人，成为他的手足。
We become his family and his brothers and sisters.
我们刚刚读过马可福音，对不对
？We recently read in Mark.
主耶稣指着周围的这些人说：“看啊，我的弟兄姐妹和母亲。”
The Lord says, "Behold, my family, my mother, brothers, and sisters."
主在这里说：“凡遵行我天父旨意的，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲。”
Anyone who obeys the will of God is my mother, brothers, and sisters.
当我们真的愿意跟随他，我们跟主的关系就更深了一层。
Because whenever we want to obey Him, then we have closer relationship with God.
我们成为他的好朋友。
We become his good friends.
我们成为他弟兄姐妹，亲如手足。
And we become his siblings.
我们成为他的心上人，他愿意向我们显示。
And we become his love, the love of his heart that he wants to show himself to us.
所以底下我花一点点的时间就好，我们讲到一点顺服的学习。
So I want to share with you how we learn to obey.
我们要来跟随他的脚踪。
So how we learn to follow his footsteps.
在这里我正好提到三个点。
So there are three things.
这三个点分别讲到我们对圣父、圣子和圣灵的学习。
This is how we obey the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
对着父神，我们学习服在神大能的手下。
To God the Father, we learn to submit ourselves under His mighty hand.
我们知道万事都互相效力，要叫爱神的得到益处。
We all know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
所以他照着他的智慧和伟大的爱，为我们造物的万事。
So according to His love and His wisdom, He'smaking our environment.
弟兄姊妹，学习顺服神，第一件事情学习服在神的手上。
So the first lesson we need to learn is to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
服在我们的环境，服在我们一切人际关系的里面。
And humble ourselves under all the circumstances and all the relationships.
昨天晚上我提到这个 James Dobson 弟兄有一天打电话给格里汉牧师。
Last night I mentioned that James Dobson one day called Billy Graham.
我们知道这个格里汉牧师在他晚年的时候得了一个老人家最不喜欢得的 Parkinson's.
We all know that Reverend Billy Graham he contracted Parkinson's disease.
当James Dobson 打电话给他，就问他说：“你晚年得了这个病，会不会影响到你还持守你当初所传所信的吗？”
So James Dobson asked him.After you develop this disease, do you still hold on to the truth that you've been preaching?
格里汉牧师告诉他说 ，Jimmy 啊，他说我现在心中最大的盼望，那个最叫我喜乐的事情就是这边去见我所爱的主。
Billy Graham replied that Jimmy, now my biggest wish is that I can go see the Lord that I loved very quickly.
他不仅仅一点不会埋怨神。
Not only that he did not complain about his disease.
他心中反而想到不久以后他可以去见主了，他心里充满了迫切，充满了喜乐。
He's actually filled with joy and urgency to see the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我看到这个故事的时候，我就想起来。
So when I read the story, I remembered.
大概两三年前，这个 Billy Graham 他们来到我们圣何塞传福音。
About two, three years ago, Billy Graham came to San Jose to.Have a crusade.
那天那次是教员专程得救的时候。那天我们坐在那个圣何塞的这个体育馆里面看。
That day when we were sitting in the stadium.
因为我的位置离他很远，所以旁边有弟兄姊妹戴着望远镜，我就跟他借过来看了一下。
And then because we sat very high above, so I used the binocular.
那我看的时候呢， 正好在那个镜头的里面，三个白发的人都在那个镜头里面。
And then when I, so what I saw through the binocular was three people with white hair.
一个是格里汉。
One is Billy Graham.
一个是常常在他会中献诗的那个薛伯利弟兄，好像已经八十多岁了。
And then the one that sings hymns in his crusade.
还有一个就是每一次聚会带诗，这个 conduct 整个 meeting 的叫做 Cliff Barrows。
And then another one is Cliff Barrows who conducts the meeting.
那天 Billy Graham 身体正好不太好，所以他们去倒了一杯水，拿药给他吃。
That day Billy Graham was not very strong, so that they gave him the medicine and the water.
在我镜头里面就看到三个白发的人，他们彼此同工配搭已经超过了五十年。
So I saw these three men who have worked together over 50 years.
我心里面非常的感动。
My heart was greatly touched.
我就想起了有一个故事，讲到 Billy Graham 跟我刚才说的这位 Cliff Barrows 他们当初怎么会面的。
So I remember the story about how Billy Graham met Cliff Barrows.
那时候有一对年轻的夫妇，他们刚结婚。
At that time, there was a newlywed.
1945年二次世界大战快要结束的。
1945, close to the end of World War II.
他们那一天他们结了婚以后本来要到一个城市里面去参加一个聚会顺便度他们的蜜月。
After their wedding ceremony, this newlywed couple were going to attend another meeting and then start their honeymoon.
果然他们就到了那个城市去。
So they reserved hotels and they went to the city.
当他们到了那里去的时候就发现那个地方正好军队住进来所以那个旅馆被拿去当做一个医疗所不准人住。
And then they just, and then when they get to the city, they found out that the hotel was being used as a temporary military medical clinic.
所以这个 Cliff Barrows 跟他的新娘子他们没有地方住。
And this Cliff Barrows and his bride did not have place to stay.
那个 driver 就说我知道在那个郊外有一个杂货店啊，那个老板娘她楼上有几间空房，也许她可以很便宜的租给你。
So the driver says, I know some place in the suburb area that is a store and they have some space upstairs.
他们就把她带到那里去了以后，那就五块钱就租了，就住在上面。
So they were taken there and for $5 they stay overnight.
那他们夫妻两个就在那边，一个在那里弹乐器，一个就在那里唱诗歌。
And then so this newlywed couple started singing and playing instruments.
老板娘坐在椅子上听，非常的感动。
And the owner of the store, she was very touched.
就说你们是基督徒吗？
So she says, are you Christian?
他们说我们是。
They say, yes, we are.
然后他就把他们介绍到另外一对基督徒家去住去。
And then so she introduced them to another Christian couple.
所以他们就搬到那个基督徒的家里面去住。
So they moved to another Christian couple's house.
那么住了几天以后，那个主人告诉他说在我们这边最近有一个布道会，我带你们去参加。
And then after several days, this couple says, "We have a crusade here, a gospel crusade. Would you like to go?"
所以他们那天就一起去了。
So they went to the crusade together.
到了那个福音聚会的时候呢，那一天的上 leader 生病没有来。
And when they arrived at the meeting, it turns out the song leader was sick, so he didn't come.
所以那天负责带诗的人不在，所以别人就介绍了 Cliff Barrows 上去带诗。
Because the song leader was not there, so someone recommended Cliff Barrows to be the leader.
我们都知道那天讲到的是谁。
So can you guess who was the speaker that day?
那格里汉博士那天在讲到。
It was Billy Graham that day.
这是他们两个第一次见面。
And that was the first time they met.
就因着这样子一关一关的神把门关起来，把这个人带到了格里汉的面前。
So step by step, God brought Cliff Barrows to Billy Graham.
他们成了五十多年很好的同工。
And they become the best co-workers for over 50 years.
他们都已经白发了，都已经到了晚年呢，他们还是这么彼此相爱，同心的侍奉神。
And they're all at their old age, but then they still love each other and then serve together with one accord.
弟兄姊妹，我们一切的人际的关系。
So all our relationships,
一切的环境都在神大能的手中。
And all circumstances are under the great mighty hand of God.
有一个父母亲，他们生了一个孩子。
There was a couple, they had a baby.
他们在生孩子以前检查的时候，医生就说你最好不要生这个孩子，生下来他会智障，他会有问题。
And after the prenatal examination, the doctor recommended them not to carry through the term because the child could be retarded.
但是这一对的父母亲他们认识神，他们不愿意做这件事情。
But this couple knew God and they did not want to.
他们觉得每一个生命都从神来。
They trusted that every life comes from God.
收取的时候在神的手中。
And then the life would end in God's hand.
所以他们还是把这个孩子生下来。
So they gave birth to this child.
那他们就发现在这个孩子的身上。
And then they discovered that on this child.
神用很多他们想不到的方式。
Through many unexpected ways.
孩子的感情，孩子的表情，孩子的爱，安慰了他们。
God comforted them through the expressions, through the movements, through the things that the child did.
那这个做母亲的，她在一个医院里面上班。
And this mother works in the hospital.
所以那一天呢，这个先生，这个做爸爸的，带着这个孩子去医院接他，因为他的太太在医院加班。
So one day, she had to work overtime, and then the father took the child to the hospital to pick
her up. 他们到了那个 waiting room 那个等候室，在那里等的时候。
When they waited in the waiting room.
那边有一个人穿着一双褴褛，满身恶臭，很臭的味道。一个 homeless people 坐在那边。
There was a homeless sitting in the waiting room with.Bad smell.
他们等了很久，他太太还没有来啊。
They waited for a long time, and then the wife didn't come out.
这个先生就进去到这个护士站里面去问问看他太太还要多久。
So the husband went to the station to ask about his wife.
当他再出来回到这个 waiting room 的时候
，So when he came out and then back to the waiting room,
他就发现刚才那个 homeless people 坐在那个椅子上一直哭，他的儿子站在他旁边。
And then he found out that the homeless was crying and his son stand right next to him.
他就很不好意思的过去，他说对不起先生，是不是我的儿子？Offense 得罪了你。
And then so he went to the person and said, "Sorry, did my son offend you?"
那个人一下抬起头来，得罪？你说他得罪了我
？So and then the homeless person said, "You mean he offended me?"
他说我告诉你，他是我过去这二十多年来第一个过来 hug 我的人。
Let me tell you, he's the one who hugged me in the past 20 years.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不知道这个世界每一个人都有各种各式不同的难处。
We all know that everyone in this world has different kinds of difficulties.
很多人就在埋怨和痛苦的里面过完他这一生。
Many people went through their life with complaints and pain.
但是当我们能够在信心的里面服在神大能的手下。
But if we submit and humble ourselves under mighty hands of God.
我们真知道真相信万事互相效力要叫爱神的人得益处。
If we truly believe that all things work together for those who love God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个顺服。
And that is an obedience.
这个顺服本身就是一个祝福。
And that obedience by itself is a blessing.
这个顺服本身就是一个见证。
And that obedience itself is a testimony.
而圣经上主给我们这么多的教导，这么多的命令，这么多的榜样。
The Lord gave us so many teachings and commands and examples.
所以顺服的第二面讲到我们遵守主的命令。
So the second part of the obedience is to obey God's command.
遵守神的话都是有福的。
Anyone who obey God's word,
遵守神的命令，有了主的命令又遵守的，那这个人是蒙爱的人。
Whoever has my commands and obey, he's the one that loves.
主说你们真爱我吗？爱我的人就一定遵守我的命令。
The Lord says, "Do you really love me? Anyone who loves me will obey."
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子来享受神的爱，来这里见证我们爱神呢？借着遵守他的命令。
How can we enjoy God's love and how can we testify that we love Him by obeying His commands?
诗篇119篇第九节说，少年人用什么来洁净他的行为呢？
So Psalm 119 verse 9 says, How can a young man cleanse his act?
讲到我们是要遵行主的话。
Through obeying His words.
所以神的话是我们走路的亮光。
That's why God's words are the light of our walk.
他能够带领我们经黑暗进入光明。
And he will bring us from the darkness into light.
啊，有一个老人家，他82岁。
There was an old man who was 82 years old.
有一次，他搭一个飞机，旁边那个驾驶啊，他们在印第安纳从一个城市飞到另外一个城市，就是一个单引擎的飞机。
And then he was riding on a single engine airplane, and then he was talking to.
那旁边的那个 pilot 才50多岁，结果飞到一半突然心脏病发死掉了。
And the pilot was only in his 50s, and then during the flight, all of a sudden he had a heart attack and he just died right away.
82岁的老翁从来没开过飞机。
And this 82-year-old man, he never flew an airplane before.
那底下的塔台就赶快开始告诉他，你 follow 我的 instruction， 怎么做，怎么做，怎么做。
So the controller on the ground quickly gave him clear instructions to ask him to follow.
弟兄姊妹，你说他要不要听？
So do you think he should listen?
啊，每一个命令都专心的听，而且好好的做。
He listened very very carefully and followed very very carefully.
他的性命就在乎他顺不顺服啊。
Because all his life depends on his obedience.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做专心遵行神的命令。
And that is to obey wholeheartedly.
这叫做诚心顺服。
And that's the will to obey.
所以当他降落的时候,
so when he landed,
飞机晃了个两下, 但是匆匆匆匆在那个草坪前面停下来。
The airplane shifted, but finally it stopped on the lawn.
虽然好像顺服的不是这么容易, 但是他至少成功了。
Even though he was not that perfect, but he was successful.
就是非常小心地顺服每一个命令。
Because he carefully obeyed every single instruction.
我们今天的问题呢, 要么不顺服, 要么乱颁圣旨。
But our problem today, either we do not obey, or we just pick the wrong commands.
有一个妈妈菜做好了, 叫她那个快才两岁多的小孩, 因为他爸爸在房间睡觉, 大概下班太累了, 睡在床上。 他说你去把爸爸叫那个摇醒, 叫他不要再睡了。
So a mother, after she prepared the dinner, she asked her two-year-old to go and wake up the dad.
他两岁的小孩看了妈妈一下不太懂, 但是还是顺服去了。
The two-year-old didn't understand, but then he just went anyways.
过一下这个妈妈在厨房就听到她爸爸在卧房惨叫一声。
And then all of a sudden, the mother heard a screaming from the room.
那妈妈就冲到卧房去看怎么回事。
So the mother quickly rushed into the room.
就发现她先生坐在床上抱着她的那个脚拇指, 一直叫痛。
And then turns out, her husband was holding on his toe.
原来这个小孩子跑到她爸爸的那个脚的大拇指, 用力把她摇醒了。
It turns out this two-year-old just went and bite the toe.
这个摇跟咬, 他没听清楚。
And then he thought that was his mom's command.
妈妈叫他把爸爸摇起来, 他就把爸爸摇起来。
The mom told him to shake and wake the dad up, but then he went and bite him.
就是随便传主的话。
So if we preach the wrong words.
还有一个弟兄呢, 有一次请他们教会的牧师去吃饭。
And one day a brother invited his pastor to meal.
那么他说我难得请你一次来吃饭。
And he says it's rare for me to treat you.
我们六点钟开始，请你带师母一起来。
So the dinner will start at 6. Please bring your wife.
有那天吃饭的时候呢，上桌了，摆的那个碗筷非常的漂亮。
So that day, it was a very formal dinner.
他们两个坐在那里等他们上好菜了。
So the pastor and his wife were waiting there.
过了一下，他们从厨房端过来一大盘的菜。
And after a while, they brought this big dish from the kitchen.
青菜、肉啊，什么东西通通都混在里面。
They mix all the meat and vegetable in this big plate. And they mix everything on this plate, and then they say, okay, let's start. So the pastor didn't understand.
那圣经上又说白什么就要吃什么,
but then the Bible instructed says, just enjoy whatever is presented to you. So he didn't say anything.
后来这个还是不明白,
So finally he asked, why did you mix everything together?
他说罗马书12章13节说客要一味的款待。
Romans chapter 12 verse 13 says, show hospitality to your guests.
圣经上的意思就是客人来了你要全心去招待他的,要一味的款待他。
The Chinese translation actually just means that you should try hard to entertain.
他把它读成只有一道菜。
But then he misunderstood. He thought only one dish. So he mixed everything in one dish.
弟兄姊妹，这虽然好像是笑话,
Even though this is a joke.
今天在神家里面类似的事情好多,
but still, similar things happen at God's house.
有一次徐华弟兄说他最怕碰到灵恩派的弟兄姊妹。
One time, Brother Xu says he's very afraid of charismatic Christians.
他说为什么呢?
Why?
他说他们常常就在说主对我说什么什么什么。
Because they often say the Lord spoke to me so and so.
徐华就想说主都对你说了，我们还敢说什么？
So he says if the Lord already told you, then what's there for me to say?
那你来跟我们交通是干嘛呢？
So why are you here to share with me?
那教会里面每一个人都说主对我说，那教会完蛋。
If everyone at church says the Lord told me this and that,
所以, 所以以前我们在台湾的时候, 年长的弟兄就跟我们青年聚会的人讲。
So before when we were in Taiwan, the elderly brothers would tell us young Christians.
你们不要随随便便去找那些年轻的姊妹说主对我说要你嫁给我。
Don't just casually go to a sister and say, the Lord tell me that you should marry me.
弟兄姊妹这都是假传圣旨。
Because this is false.
我们一定要在主的面前好好遵行神的话。
We have to carefully obey God's words.
主的教导、主的命令是我们行路的亮光。
Because the teachings and the commands of the Lord are the light on our way.
当我们真遵行主的话的时候
，If we truly obey Him,
基督的平安在我们心里做主。
The peace of Christ will rule in our hearts.
而最后一个讲到顺服，叫做顺服恩膏的教训。
Lastly, we have to obey the teaching of the anointing.
约翰一书二章二十七节告诉我们要按着这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
1 John chapter 2 verse 27 says we should remain in the Lord according to the teaching of the anointing.
不仅仅要在外面服在神大人的手下，他一切给我们安排的环境，我们肉身各样的关系上。
Not only that outwardly we should submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God and submit ourselves to all the circumstances and relationships.
我们在主圣洁的教导和命令上，我们要来顺服。
Not only that we should obey God's words and commands.
而且更重要的，圣灵今天住在我们的心中。
Most importantly, the Holy Spirit lives in us.
恩膏在我们里面运行。
The anointing is working in us.
我们学习来顺服恩膏的教训。
Let's learn to obey the teaching of the anointing.
圣经上说这个恩膏是真的。
Because the Bible tells us the anointing is real.
又特别再加了一句，不是假的。
Not counterfeit.
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得圣经多么想让我们认识一个又真又活的灵活在我们里面。
So how the Bible desperately is trying to tell us that there's a living spirit lives in us.
你们要按着这恩膏的教训。
According to the teaching of the anointing.
住在主里面。
Remain in Him.
就有一个在一个洗衣店打工的一个年轻孩子。
There was a young man working in the laundry.
有一天他要回家打烊，要回去以前。
One day, before he went home,
圣灵感动他，把一个福音单张留在那个衣架子上面。
The Lord taught him to leave a gospel tract on a hanger.
我们这个人的毛病就是每一次主给我们有要求的时候，我们喜欢讲理由啊。
Our biggest problem is that every time the Lord demands us to do something, we like to reason with Him.
主啊，都打烊了，又没有人，干嘛要放个福音单？
We might say, Lord, it's closed already. Why should I leave a gospel tract?
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
But the anointing is real, not counterfeit.
要按着这恩膏的教训住在主的里面。
According to the teaching of the anointing, remain in Him.
当我们真顺服主的时候，
when we truly obey Him,
主的平安就在我们里面。
Peace of the Lord will be with us.
这个孩子放了一张福音单张上去。
So this young man left a gospel tract on the hanger.
他回家了。
And then he went home.
第二天早晨他来上班。
The next morning when he came to work,
那个洗衣店的老板把他叫去。
So this owner of the laundry place called him.
好了，这个福音单张昨天晚上是不是你挂的？
And then he says, Did you leave this gospel tract here last night?
他想他糟糕了，被老板逮到了。
He thought, oh, he's in trouble.
没想到老板告诉他说。
But the owner told him.
他说我不知道要怎么样去感谢你。
I don't know how to thank you.
因为这个老板最近非常非常的不得意。
Because recently he's been very, very depressed.
他昨天晚上都已经想好，等在店打烊之后，他要进到店里面，要在衣架子上面要悬梁自尽的，要自杀的。
Actually, last night he already planned that after the store closed, he was going to hang himself in the laundry place.
可是当他昨天晚上来到这里要上去的时候，发现衣架子上面有一张福音单张。
But last night when he was about to hang himself, then he found this gospel tract on the hanger.
他拿下来看。
So he started reading.
他听见了福音。
And then he listened to the gospel.
主的爱感动了他。
Love of God touched him.
他就在那里做了一个决志祷告。
And then so he committed himself.
他下来。
So he came down.
弟兄姊妹，因着一个小小的顺服。
Because of this little act of obedience.
神做了一件这么奇妙的救恩。
God worked this wonderful salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我们顺服不仅仅满足神的心了。
So our obedience not only satisfies God's heart.
我们的顺服带下了神旨意的通行。
Our obedience also fulfill God's will.
我们的顺服让周围的人从我们身上得到了神的祝福。
And also our obedience will bring blessings to people around us.
我们的顺服让我们这个人成为一个蒙爱蒙福的人。
And our obedience will also make us being people of love.
而我们的顺服。
And also our obedience.
要叫仇敌和报仇的哑口无言。
Will silence the enemy and the avengers.
我们请一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
你虽然是神的儿子。
Though you're son of God.
你还是因着苦难学到顺从。
But you have learned obedience through what you suffered.
叫你为了那一切顺从你的人。
so that for all who obey you,
你成了我们永远得救的根源。
You become the source of our eternal salvation.
哦，耶稣，我们在这里谢谢你。
Oh Jesus, how we thank you.
我们知道我们的本性就是一个不会顺服的人。
We know that our old nature just cannot obey.
但是你不仅仅只是在这里命令我们顺服而已。
But you not only command us to obey.
你也不仅仅只是在这里把一个顺服的榜样给我们而已。
You not only give us an example of obedience.
你乃是把你那谦卑柔和顺服的生命也赐给了我们。
But you have also given us a life of obedience and gentleness.
好让我们有能力来跟随你的脚踪行。
So that we have the strength to follow your footsteps.
主，我们在这里把我们每一个人都交在你的手中。
Lord, here we commit every single one of us into your hands.
如果我们在属灵的低谷 和麻痹的里面。
If we are now in paralyzed or in the valley.
或是我们觉得环境的难处让我们觉得什么都失望了。
Or we have become so disappointed with our difficulties.
主耶稣，再来让我们学习从最小的事上来顺服你。
Lord, please help us so that we will learn to obey you from the smallest things.
让我们因着信你而来顺服你。
Through believing in you that we will obey you.
让我们因着爱你我们来顺服你。
Because of love, we will obey you.
好让你的心得到安慰
so that your hearts will be comforted.
好让你的仇敌遇见失败
and we will put shame to your enemies.
好让你的旨意能够行在我们身上如同行在天上
so that your will be done on us as it is in heaven.
求你悦纳我们在你面前更新的奉献
Please accept our consecration.
听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.